Welcome to the Messianic Message. I'm Kimberly Rogers Brown. The calendar issue arises every spring among Yahweh's exiled people. Believers want to know which calendar to follow, but there is an even more important issue than following the right calendar this year. The more important issue is how to keep Passover. But I will start with the calendar issue. Let me try to answer the calendar question with one statement. Whatever the Levites determine about the calendar is what we go by. The 12 tribers don't determine their own calendar. That authority was given to the line of Aaron alone. Our job is to obey what they say. Yes, I know. We can't trust that the right people are in charge of the calendar. In fact, we can't trust that the calendar has been correct for 2,500 years. That is from the time of the house of Judah's exile. Please allow me to present this information to you before you tune me out. It is so important that we do Passover right and according to the scriptures. And even if you are thinking you already know what I will say or that you've heard all the debates before, please hear me out. Some people want to determine their own calendars by looking at the equinox or by other methods. I understand wanting to get the calendar correct. It determines all the feasts for the year and has prophetic implications for the timing of the start of the tribulation and Yeshua's return. So, we want to be found doing the right timing, right? However, we also want Yeshua to find an obedient remnant of people when he returns, the kind of people he will want to spend eternity with. And what kind of people would that be? Those that have learned unswerving obedience to Yahweh's simple commands. To this end, we follow what the Levites in the modern UN-created state of Israel say. Why? Because Yahweh told 12-tribed Israel that the responsibility for the calendar is in the hands of the line of Aaron in Exodus 12. One of the things the Israelites have not learned to do from then until now is to obey. We all know our ancestors were disobedient, and the calendar was disobeyed by the northern tribes after the kingdom split 2,900 years ago. We have a history of disobedience to Yahweh's Aaronic calendar. The calendar at this time in history is one of our opportunities to show Yahweh that we can obey. The problem is that we don't know, and it may even be obvious, that we can't count on there being a correct line of Aaron in the UN-created political modern state of Israel to oversee the correct calendar. Folks, it doesn't matter. Yeshua faced the same situation in his time. The calendar was under the control of the temple authority, and the temple was operated by the wrong line of Levites. Today, Jerusalem is controlled by the Israelis, and they may be implementing Yahweh's calendar through the wrong line of Levites. As it was in Yeshua's time, so it is now. They were not from the line of Aaron, yet Yeshua showed up for every feast, even though the line of Aaron's authority had been usurped by another Levite line, possibly from the line of Simeon called the Hasmoneans. Simeon is one of the four tribes the Jews count among the house of Judah. The others are Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. The House of Judah's Southern Kingdom Jews claim that the high priest and the priests that function in the modern UN-created state of Israel today are from the line of Aaron. It is a genetic fact that the DNA of part of the ancient Israelite population has a specific marker, and it is believed to mark the line of Aaron within the tribe of Levi. If this is true, we at least know that it is Levites and not Simeonites who run the current calendar, and that possibly, due to genetic testing of the current priesthood in Israel, the line of Aaron is likely present in Israel. The high priest's position was purchased during Yeshua's time, sometimes annually, by men who had no business operating as high priest. Yet Yeshua obeyed his own commandment that put the calendar authority with the sons of Aaron. He obeyed, even though the sons of Aaron were not running the show, and he did so because the method he had given to Moses and Aaron while they were still in Egypt, in Exodus 12 verses 1 and 2, and throughout the book of Leviticus, was being used. The Aaronite's job is to determine the start of the year by observing the fully concealed new moon and whether the barley is ripe, aviv, enough to harvest in 2 weeks. The fields must be ripe enough by the new moon to be harvested within 2 weeks, or there must be an intercalated month inserted. Thus, Aviv 1 is declared by two things. The first night of the fully dark moon, according to Psalms 81:3, that heralds the start of every month, and the barley that is ripe enough to be harvested within the next 2 weeks, leading up to 14 Aviv. The calendar is not set by using the equinox. The equinox is irrelevant to Yahweh. He wants his calendar based on his people's ability to bring their barley wave sheaves, according to Leviticus 23, verses 11 and 12, and verse 15. Now, some people object to the use of the Hillel 2 calendar because it is calculated. It is possible, but I believe unlikely, that the ancient Israelites were calculating the new moons, after which they would verify their calculations using two witnesses to see that the moon was fully dark. The practice of calculating the new moons probably began in Babylon. This means that in Yeshua's time, when the Jews had abandoned looking for the fully concealed moon, the Keseh moon, and were using the sighted sliver, Yeshua still went to their feasts on their calendar. So, does this mean that Yeshua was crucified on the wrong date? Well, it could mean that, but if so, it also means that he died for that sin of the Jews too, and the Father accepted his sacrifice as the Passover lamb because, again, the call as to when Passover is belongs to the priests, not to the other tribes. And Yeshua died on the day that the Jewish temple leadership said was Passover. But hang on, because I'll have more to say on this in a minute. What happens if they are wrong and we, the 12 tribers, know they are wrong? Aren't we supposed to go ahead and do Passover in the month or at the time when we know the barley is truly ripe for harvest? No. Why? Because the 12 tribers are told only to obey. At the end of days, obedience is one of our tests, even if the wrong line of Levites is running the show in the modern UN-created state of Israel, and even if they are leading us into the wrong feast dates. I find it interesting to note, though, that the blood moons that occurred in 2014 and 2015 happened on the feast dates given in the Jewish calendar. This should tell us that Yahweh is smarter than we are. even smarter than the Jews, and that he is able to give signs on the calendar, the Jews declare, because the Levites and the line of Aaron are with them in the modern UN created state of Israel, and the authority vested in the line of Aaron still stands to this day. Passover 2014 began in the evening of April 14th, going into April 15th. The blood moon occurred on April 15th. Passover 2015 began in the evening of April 4th into April 5th. The blood moon occurred on April 5th. Sukkot 2014 began on the evening of October 8th. The blood moon occurred the same night. Sukkot 2015 began on the evening of September 27th, going into the 28th. The blood moon occurred on the 28th. This should tell us something. Either Yahweh is making his signs happen on the rabbinic calculated calendar, or the Levites in Jerusalem have Yahweh's calendar right. Either way, the heavens still belong to the Father, and the blood moon verifications tell us that those who were vested with the authority over Yahweh's calendar are properly aligned. Thus, if that's how it is now at the end of days, wherein we can still see that Yahweh is in control over his Aaronic calendar, and he is still authorizing his calendar under the Levitical priesthood today, we can rest assured that Yeshua died at exactly the right time. If today's Levitical leaders lead us down the merry path and we later find out that they were actually wrong, there is a sacrifice for that. Leviticus 4:13-14. If the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally and the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they do any one of the things that by the Lord's commandments ought not to be done, and they realize their guilt, when the sin which they have committed becomes known, the assembly shall offer a bull from the herd for a sin offering and bring it in front of the tent of meeting. Now, people do not like to hear that they must submit to the authority of today's Levites. I understand it. Today's Levites are wrapped up in Judaism, which is nothing but deception. And we must stay far away from Judaism. They give witness to the wrong sliver, the one after the fully dark moon, instead of the one just before the last sliver, in honor of the Egyptian queen of heaven, the moon goddess. But if we won't learn to obey the authority vested in them like Yeshua did, who showed up for the feasts on the calendar set by the corrupt Levites, who were not even from the line of Aaron, then what makes us think Yahweh will want us in his kingdom? He said, obey. We have not done that for 3,500 years, and look what the world is about to go through because of it. The current Levitical calendar, what everyone calls the Jewish calendar, has been correct for thousands of years. But this is the least of the issues over doing Passover correctly. The rabbis, known as teachers, in Babylon implemented doing Passover in people's homes instead of mourning over the loss of the altar on Temple Mount. The loss of the altar was meant by Yahweh to be a punishment to his people. But instead of mourning the loss for 70 years, they celebrated in their own homes, which is against the Torah. Yahweh specifically told his people they would never do Passover in their homes again after that first time during the Exodus. Celebrating in your own home is a slap in the face against Yahweh and his altar, and he deems this to be sacrificing to goat demons. But the way the rabbis got around this was to tell people to eat any other meat than lamb at their in-home Passover celebrations. And today, not only the Jews, but Messianic Jews and Hebrew roots people do the same thing. The feasts were only permitted to be celebrated at Yahweh's gates. While the tabernacle was with the Israelites, it was to that tabernacle that they went to celebrate the feasts. When Jerusalem became the permanent home, Yahweh's temple, it was there that the Israelites went to do the feasts. That is, until the kingdom split between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. After that, Jeroboam began a sin that still trends among Messianic and Hebrew roots believers, which is doing Yahweh's feasts anywhere else besides Jerusalem and at another time. Over the years, I have talked about this a lot and have addressed people's objections, starting with that there is no temple to do a sacrifice. The lack of a temple and altar are supposed to make us weep and mourn. We are still supposed to gather at Jerusalem, the place where Yahweh said his name would be forever. He said this when Solomon consecrated the first temple. So, without a functioning altar, you know, the temple itself is not necessary in order to do the Passover sacrifice, what are we to do? Well, we're to be in Jerusalem mourning over our horrible loss. Zephaniah 3:18, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of you, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. The one Hebrew word that is translated for the solemn assembly is memoed, literally from moed or from feast. Moedim is the word for Yahweh's feasts, plural. Moed and Moedim are used hundreds of times in Scripture. This particular variation literally says from the date of the feast, Mamoed, from feast. Translating it as for the solemn assembly is a poor rendering. Zephaniah literally says, I, that's Yahweh speaking, will gather them that are sorrowful, Asaph in Hebrew, from the date of the feast. What feast is this talking about? Which feast relies on exact dating as set by Yahweh? The one on which all the feasts that come after it depends on it being right. Passover. Yes, we do have much angst about doing Passover right, and we should. It is a reproach, a burden, and a shame to us. We don't know how to proceed. Our people are using different calendars and different ceremonies on the evening of the 14th going into the 15th of Aviv. We don't know or understand the instructions. And we have no authority to guide us, not even the Levites who are steeped in Judaism that Yeshua told us to beware of. But there is one verse that can guide those who want to be gathered, and that verse is Zephaniah 3:18. If you do a Passover meal anywhere but in Jerusalem, you are putting yourself under rabbinic authority. You know, it's ironic that our people are twisting themselves into knots, trying to avoid a calendar issue because the authority over it is in the hands of corrupt and wicked people. Well, this is not a new situation, as I already demonstrated. Yet, by following how the Jews do Passover and what they implemented for themselves in Babylon puts you under Jewish authority and out from under Yahweh's. Zephaniah prophesied that those who want to be gathered in the end of days need to be sorrowful over Passover and, by extension, the feasts that follow for which we are to be in Jerusalem. Not only is the date critical, but the fact that we have no obedient leadership to guide us means we must grieve, mourn. What does this entail? Mourning in this context means to be repentant. It is biblically customary to fast and to sit in sackcloth and ashes. Now, most of us do not have sackcloth or ashes, but we can fast for the Passover meal and the Shavuot and Sukkot meals as well. Please consider not doing the leavened ceremonies of the Jews and not putting yourself under rabbinic authority by doing a Passover Seder in your own home. Again, Yahweh said we are not to do His feasts in our own homes. Instead, join us for a global fast on this Passover. Send this teaching to everyone you know, and let's pray and fast and mourn and ask Yahweh to remember to gather us when He comes. Amen. This has been Kimberly Rogers Brown from TheMessianicMessage.com. Thank you for listening.